from Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. sends military equipment to the Gulf in response to the Iraq crisis. 49 are killed as a Ukrainian military aircraft is shot down. And the latest from the World Cup. I'm Vincent Roos, reporting from Washington. The United States has ordered an aircraft carrier into the Gulf in response to the crisis in Iraq. The Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, says Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel gave the order that the USS George H.W. Bush move from the North Arabian Sea to the Gulf Saturday. Kirby says the order provides President Barack Obama additional flexibility should military options be required to protect American lives, citizens, and interests in Iraq. A guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer will accompany the aircraft carrier. Friday, President Obama said U.S. ground forces would not be used in Iraq, but other options were being considered.
We will not be sending U.S. troops back into combat in Iraq, but I have asked my national security team to prepare a range of other options that could help support Iraq security forces.
Nikolai Miladinov, a special representative of the UN Secretary General, visiting a refugee camp in Erbil, Iraq, says the situation in Iraq will be dealt with what he believes will be a measured response by U.S. and Iraqi forces.
I think any use of force at this point needs to be very carefully calibrated, and I'm sure the Americans and the Iraqi government will make everything that is necessary to make sure that as the Iraqi authorities use force to resolve this crisis, that is done in a very, very calibrated manner.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has vowed once again to defeat Sunni militants who have captured large chunks of territory north and west of the capital, Baghdad, and he says he will send Iraq's young men to do the fighting. Ukrainian officials say pro-Russian separatists have shot down a military transport plane, killing all 49 people aboard. According to the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office, 40 service members and 9 crew members were killed early Saturday when rebels shot down the Ukrainian Air Force plane. Defense Ministry spokesman Bogdan Senyuk said terrorists used anti-aircraft guns and a heavy machine gun to shoot down the Ukrainian Air Force plane. The Defense Ministry said the aircraft was about to land at the Airport when separatists downed it. And surveillance video shows a distant explosion near the ground that is believed to be from the plane. The prosecutor's office said a criminal investigation has been opened under anti-terrorism laws. Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, released a statement vowing to punish those responsible. He declared Sunday he said the perpetrators would meet with an adequate response. Costa Rica has come from behind to stun Uruguay 3-1 in a huge World Cup upset Saturday. Uruguay had benched their star striker Luis Suarez, who is recovering from knee surgery. The Uruguayans' defender Maxi Pereira became the first to be red carded at this World Cup during stoppage time. Colombia overwhelmed Greece 3-0 to start the third day of World Cup action earlier on Saturday. A controversial plan by an Israeli political leader to annex parts of the occupied West Bank has triggered an angry debate in Israel, exposing serious divisions in the coalition government over the future of the peace process with the Palestinians. A major wildlife conservation group reports more than 20,000 African elephants were poached across the African continent last year. CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, warns that poaching contributes to the continuing decline in elephant populations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
According to CITES, the sharp upward trend in illegal elephant killing observed since the mid-2000s peaked in 2011 and is leveling off. But CITES Secretary General John Scanlon says poaching levels remain alarmingly high.
This is a serious crime. It needs to be treated as a serious crime. And we need to deploy the same sorts of techniques that are used to combat other serious crimes, such as illicit trade in narcotics or human trafficking or illicit trade in arms.
CITES monitors 51 sites across Africa to keep tabs on illegal killing of elephants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police in the Tanzanian capital of Zanzibar are hunting for suspects now after the bombing of a mosque that killed one person and injured several more. More news at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.